Welcome back to the Ryan Sullivan Show. I'm Ryan Sullivan, and today I have something different for you. In the next 30 seconds, I'm going to explain why this podcast is the first of its kind at the Ryan Sullivan Show. Over 300 episodes, and I have never, ever even once done this before. This is a paid partnership, meaning this is a partnership between us at Podcast Principles, myself, Ryan Sullivan, and Riverside, the biggest podcast recording platform on earth and the best one. And yes, I am technically getting paid to say that, but as you know, if you've experienced my content before, you know I will never ever recommend something to you that I do not actually use. Not only do I love Riverside, I use it and it is fundamental to my business, and you can see that in the comments section of this post that has this video attached to it. Everybody loves Riverside. That's why this partnership makes so much sense, but I wanted to be very transparent with you and tell you first up that this is a paid partnership. Now let's get to the episode. This episode is a YouTube video. I'm going to have the audio here for you to listen to, but the first link in the show notes, I asked Jack to put the link to the YouTube version so you can actually see this platform. And if you have recorded podcasts before, you know how annoying it can be to schedule Zoom interviews and try to set up your phone and even take some of the recommendations that I've given you. Now, Riverside is the easiest platform to do this on. So please enjoy this partnership with myself and Riverside.fm in this episode where I go deep into the platform and what it can do for you. And the one thing you have to promise me is this: please never use Zoom to record your podcast again. All right. Thank you so much. The link to the video is down below. Appreciate it. Enjoy. 90% of podcasts do not reach episode 8. And this is not because they don't have the right talent or the right topics. It's actually because podcasting gets too difficult and they give up before they even start. Today, I'm going to show you how to quickly and easily record, publish, and even produce your podcast using a very simple website called Riverside.fm. In this video, we're going to show you the exact steps that we follow to produce thousands of podcasts online. This can be all done in the comfort of your own home, and it's going to follow three simple steps. The first step is recording and scheduling that recording. The second step are all of the features inside Riverside, whether that's the editing or the clips. And then the third is publishing and releasing that podcast. All of this can be done right in Riverside.fm. So let's get started. All right, here we are in Riverside. I'm going to show you around through these three simple steps. And the first step is scheduling and recording. First thing we're going to do is go ahead to the project section. I'm going to click here. All right, so now we're at the project section. This is where we have all of our projects. These are all of our different types of interviews for our company. This is going to be the same for you. Next up, we're going to go over to schedule. And this is where we get to schedule our next recording. Now, here's the best part. All I'm going to do is click new. I'm going to do a session or a webinar. That's up to you. Today, we're going to do a session. Then we get to schedule this. So no more are the days of sending Zoom links back and forth. No more are the days of hoping that the guest has the proper link. This is going to do all that for you. We're going to put in test podcast. We're going to leave the date the same, but this is up to you. Then here's the best part. We're going to add everybody involved in this podcast, right? And what this is going to do is send the instructions to the guest, not just the link, but the instructions for the recording. And it has the option to add a Google Calendar invite as well, which I find in my business is crucial because I want to make sure that everybody has the link and they have it how they want to have it and store it. So we have our test podcast. You can add a description if you'd like, but Riverside's going to auto-populate the simple instructions so your guests know what to do and how to log on. And then we're going to go ahead and create that session. And that is going to allow us to add it. And I'll show you right here to Google Calendar. Boom, we can hit add to calendar. We're going to go in there, click save, and there we are. So now we have our test session. Awesome. This is going to be your podcast. That is how easy scheduling and recording is. Now we're going to do the recording piece. So you're logged into Riverside. you're going to hit start session. That's going to open your session. And what we're going to do here is we're going to see, we're going to have a couple options here to allow the camera. See what's going on. You could see me here. I am or am not using headphones. In this case, I'm not. Riverside's going to adjust the audio for you no matter what. And now we're in the studio. It's great. Now we're here. And look, even if we want to add a guest last minute, go ahead and copy this link. Go ahead and send them that link. Your guest is going to appear here too. And then we have all of the features down below, whether that's to raise your hand or react. We, of course, have our chat over here, which is so easy to send things back and forth there. And that's it. We're here. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and click that record button. It's going to hit start recording or even run a test recording if you'd like. But today we're going to start recording and it's going to give us that 5-second countdown that we all love that the other softwares don't always give us, right? Because we want that countdown. And boom, now I'm recording. I'm good to go. Hey, what's up? We're here. We're doing it. We're live. And then I'm going to hit stop once your podcast is over. And it's as simple as that. Now let's go back to the session so we can see that recording. And we're going to back it up real quick. And it's going to appear right here for us. Fantastic. So we have our session. Now, what you can see is we have number one, scheduled the recording. Number two, recorded. It was that easy. It is that easy. Now we're moving on to part two. In part two, I'm showing you the features that Riverside has at your disposal. So first up, we have the recordings tab. That's going to be for any of the recordings during this session. You can hit stop and start as many times as you want. All of the recordings are here. You can even label them after the fact, which I think is fantastic. Next up, we have the made for you. This is the coolest piece about this. Yes, I'm very likely to use this. I'm actually recording a video right now, Riverside, so I'm going to shut this down. But what this is going to do is going to automatically create content for you, literally create clips. Can't go wrong there. This is best if you do not have a video editor, if you do not have an in-house video person. This is your ticket right here to creating clips from the podcast that, listen, you just wouldn't have, right? Now, this is not everything, okay? There is much more, and we're not going to have time to get into every single piece of this today, but I'm going to show you a few. Number one, we have thumbnail. Yes, this can create thumbnails for you. Again, if you have no thumbnail versus this thumbnail, I always suggest using this thumbnail creator if you don't have other options and you don't have a graphic designer. Number two, we have magic clip. That's going to go ahead, as we see it over here, clip the content for you and you get to personalize it. Do you want vertical? Do you want wide? Do you want your brand? What duration do you want? That's going to be crucial to your workflow. Number three, Instagram caption. It'll actually caption the clip for you. Come on. That's amazing. So Riverside, it has everything you need. Just in this last 5 minutes, we literally scheduled a recording, recorded a podcast, and now we're just waiting on Riverside to quickly create these magic clip moments. We're going to give it a couple minutes, but I don't want to leave you hanging on that. I'm going to show you some moments from an interview that I did. So here we'll go ahead into this interview I have with a client of mine, and I'm just going to show you these moments right here. So we'll wait for this to upload, and then I'll show you. All right, so now that our magic clips have been created, we can go ahead and watch them down here. You can see this is going to pull clips for you. I'm going to play one real quick. You're going to be able to see this clip in action, right? This is actually clipping the content. It's also going to add captions. So look at this. Look at all these clips that you would not have had. And this is from a 1-hour podcast, right? So it's really that easy. So those are just some of the features we have at Riverside. Now it's time to show you how to get this podcast out there in the world. The last piece I want to show you is the hosting piece. And this is something brand new that Riverside just rolled out. You may not know this. There are thousands, tens of thousands of podcast hosting platforms. Now, they all have their own quirks. They all have their own pros and cons. But if you're starting from scratch, if you don't have a video editor, if you do not have somebody on your team to do these things for you, then I would actually use Riverside's own hosting capabilities. And you can either create your podcast from scratch or you can import an existing podcast. So even if you started your podcast on another platform, you can import it and bring it over here. This is going to allow you to not only publish to the audio platforms like Spotify and Apple, but also YouTube as well. Imagine doing this all in one platform. Everything from scheduling to recording to editing to clipping to even distributing your podcast. It's all right here with the magic of riverside.fm. So that's it. Riverside FM in three simple steps. First, we scheduled and recorded our podcast. Next up, we used the power of Magic Clips and Riverside's other AI features to go ahead and post-produce and promote our episode. And number three, we used Riverside's own distribution platform to get our episode out to Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and all of your podcast platforms. That is how simple Riverside.fm is. So if you're ready to start your podcast, we're ready too. Go ahead and use the link in the description of this podcast episode, this YouTube video, or this clip to sign up for Riverside today. It's going to give you access to everything we just walked through, all of the features, so you can start, get ready, get recording, and get your podcast off the ground, and make sure that you do not spend time trying to figure out how you're going to go ahead and put this all together. It can all be done on riverside.fm. So hit that link and go ahead and sign up. My name is Ryan Sullivan. I've produced thousands of podcasts, and today I just showed you riverside.fm. If you go to creators.riverside.com/Ryan Sullivan, that's going to be the exact link to take you to sign up for Riverside today to make sure that your podcast gets done quickly and easily, and most importantly, professionally. As a podcast producer, there is no better platform out there to start recording your podcast. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Ryan Sullivan, and make sure to try riverside.fm. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person, so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.